USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House discussing his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people, really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
An important recall to tell you about. Kotex, manufactured by Kimberly-Clark, recalling defective tampons that pose an infection risk. The FDA says a defect in some of the products could cause them to come apart. In other news, many people believe the U.S. is the most generous country in the world, but a new report from Gallup challenges that. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
American donations amounted to $410 billion in 2017, or about 2.1% of the U.S. GDP. But Gallup took in other factors, like volunteering, finding the most generous countries to be Indonesia, Australia, followed closely by the U.S., then New Zealand. Using those metrics, Gallup reports people living with far less can also be some of the most generous, like Indonesia, Kenya, and Myanmar, that all rank near the top of their list.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 157 points, the Nasdaq up 66, and the S&P 500 up 14. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The FCC taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule. But this week, the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been a stormy week for Stormy Daniels as a judge rules she owes President Trump almost $300,000 in legal fees. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A stumbling block for adult film star Stormy Daniels as a federal judge has ordered her to pay more than $293,000 to the lawyers representing President Trump in her defamation lawsuit. The president's attorney had asked for $780,000. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, says they will appeal. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News,